Fog was reportedly the official cause of the helicopter crash that killed Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi. But as with all crime stories, the real cause of the crash has been uncovered by those who have dug deep into the details. Iran has spent years gathering enemies, so the investigation into who would want the president out was a bit of a challenge, but right now all fingers are pointing in one direction. The usual suspects. Israel's revenge. The tragic helicopter crash that claimed the life of Iran's president has sparked a flurry of speculation and conspiracy theories. At the center of these theories is the usual suspects, a phrase that has become synonymous with Israel's supposed secret activities. The term, Israel's revenge, has resonated in the halls of power, suggesting that this crash could have been as much revenge as a secret war. In the 21st century, tensions between Israel and Iran have only intensified. Israel's concerns about Iran's nuclear program have led to a series of covert operations, including the Stuxnet cyberattack targeting Iranian nuclear facilities in the late 2000s. Iran, for its part, has expanded its influence in the region by supporting groups such as Hezbollah in Lebanon and Mor in the Gaza Strip, both of which are sworn enemies of Israel. Tensions reached a fever pitch when, under President Raisi, Iran launched a direct airstrike against Israel in April 2024. This shocking move alarmed the international community and worsened already strained relations between the two nations. It was against this backdrop of growing hostility that the fateful day unfolded. On a seemingly routine trip, President Raisi's helicopter took to the skies only to be caught up in tragedy. The helicopter, navigating Iran's mountainous northwest, encountered what was officially described as heavy fog and rain. Bad weather was blamed for the crash landing that led to the devastating accident. The loss of President Raisi has deeply affected Iran and other countries, with many mourning the sudden death of the country's leader. Social media was abuzz with speculation, with hashtags such as Mossad and Car Raisi crash trending worldwide. Theories, both credible and wild, spread rapidly. Some suggested sabotage, while others claimed that advanced technology had been used to carry out an assassination. Some even suggested that the pilot had been compromised, raising questions about the security protocols surrounding the president's travels. The fact that two other helicopters in the presidential convoy emerged unharmed only added fuel to the fire. Some users also claim that the helicopter crash was an act of sabotage planned by the Israeli intelligence agency, the Mossad. They believe it serves as revenge for Iran's recent drone attack on Israeli soil. Other users went further, suggesting the involvement of direct energy weapons or even a space-based laser. Prominent members of the ARC conspiracy subreddit began theorizing about other reasons for the helicopter crash. They referenced a failed assassination attempt that took place on May 15 involving Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico. After a government meeting at the House of Culture, Robert Fico was greeting a crowd in the square and shaking hands with citizens. When a man in the crowd shouted for Fico to come closer and shot him at point-blank range with a pistol, the Redditor realized there was a pattern. Four government leaders had stated that they would not participate in the WHO pandemic treaty. They were the leaders of Slovakia, Iran, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. If news emerges about a possible assassination attempt on the leaders of the Netherlands or New Zealand, this Redditor's theories may need to be paid closer attention. The spread of these theories was not limited to anonymous online commenters. Prominent figures inside and outside Iran added their voices to the chorus of suspicion. Adisadi, an educator and pundit for Iranian state television, alluded to possible foul play, citing the Mossad presence in the region and the need for a thorough investigation. Benjamin Rubinstein, a Jewish scientist known for his anti-Zionist and anti-imperialist stance, echoed the sentiment, refusing to rule out Zionist sabotage. The United States, a staunch supporter of Israel, faced a delicate situation. Some American officials expressed sympathy for the Iranian people, but others were accused of involvement. Former Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif blamed U.S. sanctions on aircraft parts for the crash, noting that Iran relied on aging American helicopters. As Iranian authorities launched their investigation, the international community watched anxiously. Whether they would reveal the results, a crash caused by natural forces, or uncover evidence of foul play, would be the answer. The answers, it seemed, hinged on why President Raisi was on the plane in the first place. Where was President Raisi headed, and why? In the early hours of that fateful Sunday, President Ibrahim Raisi embarked on a significant journey in Iranian history, heading to East Azerbaijan to inaugurate major hydroelectric dams with President Ilham Aliyev of Azerbaijan. The Kiskalasi and Khoda Afarin dams, symbols of the partnership on the Aras River, were set to be inaugurated. However, the outcome was far darker than expected. As dawn broke in Iran, the air was filled with anticipation. President Ibrahim Raisi was preparing for a crucial excursion that would strengthen ties with a neighboring ally and showcase Iran's commitment to regional development. The day's agenda took him from the capital to the picturesque province of East Azerbaijan, where the inauguration of two dams promised to herald a new era of hydropower. President Raisi's presence at the inauguration alongside Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev was a testament to the strength of this bilateral partnership. The projects were expected to bolster the region's energy supply, marking a significant step forward in the sustainable development of both nations. However, when the helicopter carrying the president and his delegation took off, no one could have foreseen the tragic turn of events that would take place. On that gloomy Sunday, President Ibrahim Raisi's helicopter soared through the skies, charting a course toward destiny. The clock read approximately 1:30 p.m. when the unexpected happened. The helicopter carrying the Iranian president and seven others encountered calamity amidst rugged, mountainous terrain some 58 kilometers south of the Kiskalasi Dam and 2 kilometers southwest of the village of Uzi. State media identified the helicopter as a Bell 212, a model developed by a U.S. company for the Canadian military in the 1960s. Iran's state-run news agency said the helicopter carrying the president could carry 6 passengers and 2 crew members. It also noted that the last known fatal incident in Iran involving a Bell 212 prior to this current incident occurred during a medical evacuation in April 2018. On board with President Raisi were key figures, each significant in their own right. Among them were Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahi, East Azerbaijan province governor Malek Ramati, and Ayatollah Muhammad Ali Hashem, a senior Shiite cleric and the supreme leader's representative in East Azerbaijan. Also in the group were IRGC Brigadier General Mohammad Mehdi Mousabi, the head of the president's security detail, pilots Colonel Moen Darianoush and Colonel Said Tafabi, and senior technician Bayes Kadimi. President Raisi joined an unfortunate list of political leaders implicated in mysterious plane crashes. The presidency often carries an aura of invincibility, but the pages of history hold a morbid truth. The unyielding grip of gravity claims even the most powerful in the blink of an eye. A couple of world leaders have met their end in gruesome accidents. UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld died when a DC-6 passenger plane crashed on September 18, 1961, in Zambia. Hammarskjöld was involved in sensitive talks about the war in the Congo and was supposed to attend ceasefire talks related to the war in Katanga, a province of Congo. Pakistani President Mohammad Chak died in a crash on August 17, 1988. 30 people were on board when it crashed. The plane was carrying the U.S. ambassador to Pakistan Arnold Raffel, the head of the U.S. military mission in Pakistan, and senior Pakistani military officers. Chak's death came at a time when U.S.-Pakistan relations were at an all-time high. This was in the midst of the war against the Soviets in Afghanistan. The fact that so many prominent people died in the crash gave rise to conspiracies. From the above cases, it is safe to infer that the occupants of a flight, as well as the intended path of the flight, may play a role in any assassination attempt. The immediate aftermath of the plane crash was surrounded by uncertainty and concern. Iranian state television initially reported a forced landing due to heavy fog and rain while flying to Tabriz. Interior Minister Ahmad Baidi confirmed that the president's delegation was traveling in a convoy of three helicopters and that it was Reisi's aircraft that was forced to make an emergency landing due to poor weather conditions and fog in the area. Rescue teams faced formidable challenges due to the adverse weather conditions and treacherous terrain. Meanwhile, the other two helicopters in the convoy launched a frantic search for the president's helicopter, ending with their own emergency landings. As night fell, hope faded. Vice President for Executive Affairs Mogan Mansouri said two people from the presidential helicopter had contacted the rescue team, suggesting that the severity of the incident may not have been catastrophic. The search for the helicopter had been a race against time, made difficult by thick fog and treacherous terrain. The 40-strong rescue team spotted the wreckage about 2 kilometers away and took about an hour to reach it. According to the head of the Iranian Red Crescent, the Iranian Red Crescent leading the operation faced the arduous task of navigating dense forest undergrowth and steep slopes, all under a veil of thick fog. Once at the crash site, at an altitude of about 2,200 meters, they found no sign of life. State television also broadcast grainy footage of the crash site on a mountainside, seen from across a valley. It appeared to show the blue and white tail of a helicopter next to several burned bushes. Videos were broadcast showing rescue teams carrying bodies wrapped in blankets on stretchers. The bodies were recovered and taken to a cemetery in Tabriz. Confirmation of the deaths came with a somber announcement on state television, dimming the last glimmers of hope for survivors. However, the global reaction was far from uniform. While some countries expressed condolences and offered support, others remained conspicuously silent, reflecting the intricate web of alliances and enmities that defines the Middle East. Among the loudest were Israel's adversaries, who seized the opportunity to cast aspersions and fan the flames of conspiracy. The nation was in mourning. The loss was palpable and profound. The president and his comrades had perished, leaving behind a legacy of service and a nation in shock. But what comes next for the nation and for Iran's geopolitical landscape? Iran's geopolitical landscape is forever changed. The death of President Ebrahim Raisi leaves the nation of Iran in a political vacuum. Following the accident, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed his condolences over the unfortunate incident and declared 5 days of public mourning. He also stated that the business of the Iranian government must continue without interruption at a time of heightened tensions in the region. According to Article 131 of the Iranian Constitution, if a president dies, the country's first vice president, in this case Mohammad Mokhba, would become president. The Constitution clearly states that the acting president will then oversee, together with the heads of parliament and the judiciary, the election of a new president within a maximum of 50 days. The appointment of first Vice President Mohammad Mokhba as acting president until elections are held was seen as a stabilizing move but did little to quell conspiracy rumors. Also following the death of the foreign minister, veteran nuclear negotiator and Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Ali Bakr Khani was appointed acting foreign minister, a position he can hold for a maximum of 3 months before parliament appoints and approves a permanent replacement. Messages of condolence poured in from Iran's regional neighbors and allies, including the leaders of Saudi Arabia, Syria, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Jordan, Iraq, and Pakistan, following the death of the foreign minister. These countries made statements of concern over Raisi's fate and offered to assist in the search. Azerbaijani President Aliyev offered all necessary support. Relations between the two countries have been strained recently due to Azerbaijan's diplomatic ties with Iran's arch-regional enemy Israel. Russian President Vladimir Putin called Raisi a true ally of Russia. The Kremlin said it had spoken to McBride over the phone and both stressed their mutual intention to further strengthen Russian-Iranian interaction. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was saddened and deeply shocked by the news. The militant group, never backed by Iran and fighting Israeli forces in Gaza with Tehran's support, also issued a statement expressing condolences to the Iranian people for their immense loss. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah and Yemen's rebels also issued statements praising Raisi. Saudi Arabia, Iran's traditional rival, although the two countries have recently reconciled, has said it stands by Iran in these difficult times. Reaction from Western capitals was muted, although the European Union and Japan expressed condolences. The United States, which has its own history of tensions with Iran, remained completely silent on the radio. The helicopter crash that claimed the lives of President Raisi and his entourage has undeniably cast a long shadow over Iran's future, both within its borders and in its foreign relations. How will Iran navigate this unprecedented crisis, and what consequences will it have for the delicate balance of regional and international relations? The answers to these questions could forever reshape Iran's future and its role on the world stage. The development is a pivotal point in Iran's history and could lead to shifts in alliances and conflicts in the Middle East. The sudden departure of President Ebrahim Raisi has plunged Iran into a complex constitutional process. All eyes are now on First Vice President Mohammad Mokhba, who is expected to become president under Iran's constitution. This transition is not limited to a new leader. It has major implications for Iran's domestic and foreign policies. Will Mokhba continue Raisi's policies or forge a new path? The stakes are also high in foreign policy. Raisi's hardline stance, especially in the wake of the collapse of the nuclear deal, has defined Iran's recent interactions with world powers. Now, allies and adversaries alike are watching closely, speculating about the direction Iran will take under the new leadership. Will Mokhba maintain a confrontational approach or seek to smooth things over in a region rife with tensions? The answers to these questions are crucial, as they will determine Iran's path in the post-Raisi era. The nation finds itself at a crossroads with the possibility of redefining its identity both at home and abroad. As the world watches, the legacy of Raisi's presidency and Iran's future position in world politics are uncertain. The decisions of a new leader will determine what comes next in this time of great uncertainty. If you enjoyed this video, click on the cards that appear on your screen to see other amazing videos on our channel.